You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What an epic disaster it's been. This Pirates season, as we have chronicled by the day, and I don't think this is hyperbole, has been certainly the most disastrous sports season I've seen for any team in this town since I moved here in November of 1989. It might be the most disastrous season of any team anywhere ever. I don't think that's hyperbole either. We don't need to go through the litany of on and off the field disasters. That feels like the best word here, except we will. It all began, honestly, for me on the first day of spring training when we found out that Spencer Horwitz had one arm.
As the chronic wrist injuries.
One working arm. That was the news that broke on day one, that they had gone out and acquired a guy who had one functional arm. And then it was all downhill from there. So you open in Miami against that horrible team by losing three of four. Bednar blows up again. And there we go. They're off to the races. I don't know. Limits. Fill in the blanks here. They've had losing streaks. They fired their manager. They sit here with the worst record this side of the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago White Sox. Nick Gonzalez, was that in the opener? Was in the opening series.
Realized
that his leg was broken as he was rounding the bases on a home run, for God's sake.
Yeah, it was a nagging injury in spring training that he like really injured during this first game of the year.
We had flyovers at the home opener. We had the booing of the manager at the home opener.
We had the Bucko Bricks.
We had the Clemente Wall, the number 21 being replaced by a Philly cocktail can. We had the usher or stadium employee beating somebody with a belt. We had somebody sustain major injuries, and seems like it could have been way, way worse by falling over the Clemente Wall, which certainly wasn't the Pirates' fault, but we had that too. What am I forgetting?
Tommy Pham's lewd gesture at a fan.
Of course.
And the other fans that were saying really mean and hurtful things to Dennis Santana that made him react and get suspended.
Yes, and I didn't blame him.
No.
He took a flying swing at somebody. Anything else? Am I missing anything else with this team this year?
I think we've covered most of it.
And here they sit in the NL Central.
What about sweeping two teams? What about sweeping the Cardinals and not giving up a run and then getting swept by Seattle and not scoring a run the first time that's happened in MLB history in back-to-back series?
These things will all come up in this segment, I'm sure. But it was a season with great promise, you know. Pretty much ruined. I should say coming off last year, it felt like it could be a season of great promise. Last year sort of felt like the Pirates of 12 and 11 under Hurdle, where they showed flashes. They had some really good young talent. They had a young star. Then they folded down the stretch, but you could tell they were getting closer. At least you hoped they were getting closer, and they put it all together in 13. Last year at this time, the Pirates were one game out of the wild card. Paul Skenes was just starting his first All-Star game. It felt like hope was finally in the air, And then it got ruined with their ridiculous offseason with Tommy Pham, Adam Frazier, and Spencer Horwitz as the big additions to the lineup. So nobody was predicting anything, actually, by the beginning of the year. But then again, nobody could have predicted this. And here they sit at 39-58, still a chance to lose 100 games. They just had, was it a 7 or 8 game losing streak limits?
It was 8. And after you thought they'd win 15 in a row?
Yeah, I predicted 15 in a row wins. They almost got that many losses. And here they are at the unofficial break, just a crushingly disappointing baseball team, a disaster of a baseball team, an embarrassment, really. And the fact that Ben Cherington went out and made the moves he did, it's a fireable offense. He should have been fired with Shelton, but he wasn't. And then things got better for a bit under Don Kelly. And I was keeping an open mind on Ben Cherington, and now I'm not, you know? Now I'm not. There was a little space for auditions there from the Henry Davises and Horwitzes of the world, and it's just, it ain't working. It ain't working. And it was on graphic display. The whole world saw it last night when Paul Skeens took the mound and millions watching and realizing that this guy with a 2.01 ERA and an incredible arsenal of pitches, you know, blowing away the top of the AL order, is 4-8. He's 4-8 here. So that brings us to our midseason awards. Feeling rather positive now, aren't you, Limits?
Just overjoyed.
Do you have our Pirates time capsule from the beginning of the year? Must be somewhere, right?
I have like the large version of it.
Okay, yeah. I just want to know at some point we're going to go back and listen to our predictions. Oh, they're going to be horrifying. I think I had them for 78 wins. How about you?
This is what it was, actually. I had 78, you had 79, and Bob had 80.
Bob had 80. Okay.
Yeah,
I forgive all of us. I didn't think it would be this bad.
No.
I don't think many people thought it would be this bad. So, other than Skeens, your first half MVP for the Pirates is who?
That's my answer.
I thought you might have put some thought into this.
That's my answer, Joe.
No, there has to be somebody else who's a first half MVP.
I think Andrew McCutchen's had a good solid start to the year. And I think David Bednar has also bounced back very well. And he pitched really at an all-star level outside of the Miami series and the Tampa series. He's done a really good job of being able to rebuild his value. But I still give it to Andrew McCutchen for what season he's been able to put together as their second-best hitter at 38 years old.
I'd probably give it to Mitch Keller with a 3.48 ERA. I think he's having a pretty good year. Obviously the record, but Paul Skeens has a bad record too. Who cares about the record? I'd go with Mitch Keller for that award, Limits.
Very fair. That's a good pick. And I don't fault him for his record at all.
The position player of the year, man, I'm as silent as you. There's nobody on this team with an OPS higher than 744. Do you know how pathetic that is? And that's Nick Gonzalez.
And it's Nick Gonzalez who missed the first 2 months? Wow. That just tells you how bad the Cruz situation is right now, that there are so many peaks and valleys.
I still think that if you're picking an MVP other than Skeens, and granted the pickings are slim, it could be O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah, he's my position player of the year so far, because
McCutchen
doesn't play in the field.
For the money they're paying him, he's an incredible bargain. The guy still has a chance for 30 home runs and 50 steals. It's not a ton of guys in baseball history who have done that. And at the same time, he's been disappointing, if you can believe that. Who leads the team in WAR, which is the overall contribution offense and defense to a team? Who leads the team? Wrong. IKF.
IKF?
Yes.
Well, his defense is pretty good. Are you picking IKF then?
No. I'm just saying who leads the team in... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got distracted.
Listen to this.
I just got distracted by something.
What?
I tweeted out... At Mark Cabali's top 5 Steelers of the 21st century, do you agree with his list? Doran just quote tweeted me, I never can tell if it's Austin tweeting or Pony tweeting. They are slowly morphing into one being.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a shot.
That is a shot.
That's a shot across the bow.
Doran. Whoa.
Listen to this.
We have to digest that further later.
Something incredible has happened here. The WAR stat, which again rates your all-around contribution, IKF is one at 1.6. Then O'Neill Cruz. Do you know who's third on the whole team?
Henry Davis.
Wrong.
Andrew McCutchen.
Wrong.
Key Brian
Wrong.
Hayes. Tommy. Jackson-Winsky.
Tommy blanking
Tommy
Pham.
Pham.
Yes.
He can see clearly now. The rain is gone and his bat has delivered.
Remember
that commercial?
Oh my God. Henry Davis is fifth.
Yes.
Key Brian Hayes is fourth. This team stinks.
Key Brian Hayes and Henry Davis. Their defense is very good.
What has Ben Cherington done? What has he done? Tommy Pham, by a very respected metric, is their third best player, followed by Key Brian Hayes and Hank Davis. Oh my God.
WAR also factors in defense pretty significantly. But yes, I agree.
Do you know who the worst player? This is incredible.
Who the worst player is in
WAR? The worst player on the team, and it could be one at bat, it could be one game. Who is the worst player on this team?
We're talking all position players, right?
No. Position players.
No pitchers? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm going to say that the worst player on the team this year
Wrong.
Is Jack Sawinski.
Brian Reynolds. At minus
what?
Minus 0.7.
Whoa.
Oh my God. It's quite amazing to see this in front of your eyes. I had no idea. This guy is a minus 0.7. He's worse than Su Che Ching and Joey Bart.
Z, that's Z.
And Matt,
remember Z?
And Matt Gorski.
Izzy, Tree, Peggy, and Z?
He's worse than Nick Solak and Andy Rodriguez and Leover Peguero.
Yeah, but they've only played like five
and
games.
And Billy Cook and Brett Sullivan and the Exxon Valdez and the Canario in the coal mine.
Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek. Izzy MZ, Peggy Treek.
That's Z.
Brian Reynolds is the worst player on the team.
Wow.
That's
hard to imagine for a $100 million player that has consistently been their best hitter. We know his defense is not very good, but he has basically become a designated hitter that plays in the field and struggles defensively. He was their center fielder like 2 years ago. Then he moved out to left, which is basically center
field. They're protecting
field.
Him in right field. And
they're hiding him in right field is what
that's
they're doing.
That's what I mean, yeah. That's a better word. And he can't hit. He is an epic disaster this season. And that's why I wrote for the Post-Gazette this morning. You know, obviously there's one guy, the owner, who's mostly to blame for everything. But that doesn't mean there's not a compartment to blame players. And in that compartment, their $100 million man is number one on the list. And it's also a misconception. You know, there's enough things to blame on the owner and whoever the GM happens to be at the time. Without having to blame them necessarily for things that aren't true. And there's the old saying, Limits, that, oh, they never keep anybody. The Pirates never keep their good young players. Not true, actually. Before O'Neill Cruz came along, the three most talented, I would argue, position players of the last 20 years to come up in this system are Marte, Polanco, and McCutchen. They signed all three.
All three. And Jose Tavada.
All three into their 30s. Now, it didn't last. Marte got suspended. Bad stuff happened. The team went downhill. Polanco forgot how to play baseball. The point is, they had all three signed to a second contract into their free agency years.
Bought up significant
Brian years. Reynolds, when he was 27, I believe, signed this deal to $100 million. Kept another good young position player. Mitch Keller, a pitcher. They kept him with a $77 million contract. Key Brian Hayes, $70 million. The problem isn't really keeping players. The problem is producing talented players, enough of them. They're not going to be able to keep Skeens. They didn't keep Gerrit Cole. I'm not saying they keep all of them, but they keep way more than common perception holds, I would argue.
Yeah, the thing that's always put out there is, oh, well, they don't pay anybody. They don't keep everybody.
As soon as they get a good player, they're gone. They're never going to keep him. Well, the fact is they do keep a lot of them. And what good does it do them? Nothing. That's what good it does. So the LVP is Reynolds, right?
The LVP is Reynolds.
Consensus choice. Biggest surprise of the season for you, Limits, is what? Could be off the field, could be on the field, could be anything.
Oh, boy.
The biggest surprise for you.
I remember we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said that the biggest surprise was that they moved off of the manager during the middle of the season.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that. Now, given the circumstances, it should have happened significantly before that. I think the biggest surprise is just we knew their offense wasn't going to be good, but how it has affected Keller and Skeens, man. Mm. The fact that Skeens is 4-8, Keller's 3-10, the way that they're pitching, that is definitely the biggest surprise for me. This just, look, wins and losses is not everything in baseball. We know that in terms of like a pitcher's record.
Yeah.
That is just unfathomable to believe that that can even be possible. Skeens, ERA of 2, and he has 8 losses. Give me a break.
Honestly, I think the biggest surprise is the demise of Brian Reynolds. I'm shocked. I think that Brian Reynolds has been overrated a bit in his career. Like, the last 2 full seasons, his OPS is under 800. Like, I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a great player. I never really did. He had one kind of outlier season where he hit 302 with 24 homers, 90 RBIs, and a 912 OPS. He's never come within 100 points of a 912 OPS, which is fine. His career number is at an 804 and declining. It's declined virtually every year. It stayed static between 23 and 24 at around 790. But hopefully this is his outlier bad season. So you take his great season and his horrific season, and you're left with a pretty good ball player, you know, pretty consistent hitter. Hopefully he'll get back to that. What are you doing back there, Limits? Why are you laughing?
Me and Alex, he's back here shadowing the show, are reading a text as somebody texted in and said that Charrington is trying to do his best impression of Cain and Abel, and we were trying to figure out how that made any sense that the texter was sending.
Well, if you get that, let me know.
We'll do. I'm still trying to process it.
Your biggest disappointment of the season is what?
Well, yeah, I gave you Keller and Skeens, their records.
That was your surprise, Limits. Now it's a disappointment. I thought you were going to put some prep work into this.
That's probably still my biggest disappointment. Well, I did. I put some prep work into it, but I still think that a lot of them are kind of blended. Some of them are mixed.
My biggest disappointment is the offseason.
Yeah,
is what they did and didn't do to build around Paul Skeens. It's just so infuriating. And it feels like it feels like is a betrayal. Like, what are you doing to your loyal fans?
My disappointment is that the general manager continues to just insist that the players that they have internally are just going to figure it out and make it work. Sure, for a 6-game stretch, it was wonderful at the ballpark. But over the course of what we know to be the season, no. Every poor team gets hot.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line, on which you can communicate with Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's been the single best moment of the Pirates season, oh limitless wonder? I was hoping you'd come prepared and not thinking live on the radio.
I'm not thinking live on the radio.
What's been the best moment?
It was last night. It was Paul Skeens in the All-Star game, striking out Torres, striking out Riley Green, getting Judge to ground out. 1-2-3, they go. Skeens with 4 pitches over 100 easily. Paul Skeens showing out on the national stage. Best moment for me.
I like that one, and I have a similar one. It's O'Neill Cruz hitting a ball 513 feet. And finally, people saying something nice about the Pirates and one of their players. It fits in with Skeens for sure, but that moment was pretty electric.
And you know what's just so unfortunate and upsetting
sad,
about that?
Yeah, that it came in a home run derby.
And it came in an All-Star game. And it didn't come during the course of the 80-some games that they've played this year.
How about on the field? What's been their best moment in a real game, in an actual game?
I think them beating the Mets in the entire series, but really, like, I was at the Friday night game when Brian Reynolds hit that big home run to further extend the lead, and it really put the dagger in the Mets. That was one of my favorite moments this year. Also, Skeens going 8 innings in New York against the Mets.
Yeah.
Very common that the Pirates are just beating up on the Mets. But the fact that Skeens lost that game, 1-0, is just so irritating. Wasn't that the Mets game? The Mets are Phillies, where he went 8 innings, complete game, 1-0 loss.
And what's been your biggest or worst moment? What's been the worst moment of the season? For me, it was the fan falling over the Clemente wall. That seems like the obvious one. That was
very
just horrifying.
Obvious. That could have been significantly worse than it already was for a terrible situation.
Have we seen any updates on that guy?
He, at the last that I saw, which was a while ago, was just continuing to rehab and recover and was getting better day by day.
Man. On the field, my God, we could pick from any one of a thousand different moments. It felt, I'll be honest with you, and I was in Florida when this was happening, it felt like the opener to the whole season just foreshadowed what was going to come.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were up. Were they up 4-2? And then in comes Santana. He gives up a couple hits, and then Bednar blows the game.
Yeah.
Something felt horrible about it against that team.
Against a bad Miami team that you were supposed to beat.
And there they went. There went the Pirates. A horrible. Do you have any other games? I mean, you could pick from a million of them.
Yeah, that's one of the main ones that completely stands out. I think the Cardinals series, where they were in St. Louis, that was the series right before Shelty got fired. It was the series that basically, when they got swept, made Shelty get fired. And that came after they were swept by San Diego at home. And they've played well at home this year. So those are the main two that stand out to me, because that's when the wheels completely fell off and you knew that they were buried.
Well, next up, let's look ahead a little bit to the second half.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Been a hell of a show today, Limits. I enjoyed it. You?
I have thoroughly enjoyed it as well, Joe. It's always good to have you back, but you'll be leaving me again next week.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Let's listen to the back and forth with Devin McCourty from yesterday, because it got a lot of play afterward, like right afterward, people started posting stuff about it. This goes back, Devin McCourty. Works for NBC, longtime Patriot, won 3 Super Bowls. You remember they beat the Steelers in the AFC title game in 2016, and the week before was the infamous Antonio Brown Facebook Live from the locker room, so we dove back into that for a minute. Now, I would imagine you guys had to take note of the week before was the famous Antonio Brown FaceTime Live in the locker room. After they beat Kansas City in Kansas City, where Mike Tomlin called you guys, the Patriots, a bunch of a-holes. Did you guys take note of that week? Do you remember that? Did you talk about it in your locker room?
Well, the funny thing, the funniest part of that is we got in our meeting next, and Bill basically cursed us out and told us if anybody even dared to think they would pull out their phone and go live in any type of squad meeting or anything, they would be cut and off the team before they could even post it. So that was a funny part of it. But the Mike Tomlin, what he said in there, no, I don't think anyone in our building had a problem with that, because for one, we did feel like we were a-holes, and we all felt like that was a part of, you know, when you go out there to play somebody, you know, Coach Belichick used to always tell us, there needed to be a certain amount of animosity in you towards your opponent when you're playing a game of football. And either we would bring it that week or he would find a way to bring it. And when you talk about playing the AFC Championship, there was nothing that needed to be added or anything needed to be said. Guys are ready to go no matter what. And that's kind of what it turned into. I wouldn't say, you know, Mike Tomlin's words, you know, like bulletin board or got us fired up. Like it didn't matter much. If people, you know, recorded the things that Bill said in our private meetings and stuff like that, I think a lot of it will come across the same way.
Pretty good stuff. Yes. Would have been cut on the spot.
Cut on the spot. And I mean, I believe it from Bill, unless it's like Tom Brady, but even Brady knows better than that. So it's pretty fascinating the fact that, you know, McCourty pulled back the curtain a little bit and did say, yeah, we all were kind of a bunch of a-holes out here, and we embraced it. We didn't care.
What else did we have planned to your limits?
Well, we wanted to talk about how Devin McCourty also mentioned the Steelers not being competitive in a playoff game in the last 8 years. Oh, yes. And his reaction to that.
I have to ask you, is it shocking to you, or what is your reaction? Because I imagine that feels like a fairly long time ago. When I tell you that the Steelers have not come close to winning a single playoff game since that day in New England, their last playoff win, in fact, the last time they were even competitive in a playoff game, was Kansas City the week before. What's your reaction to that?
It's almost as like a changing of the guard in the NFL. I think when you think about, you know, the run that I got to have in New England and our teams, and it felt like every year, you know, between us, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, like these, like it was like the same teams over and over again. And obviously you see Baltimore still, you know, at the top of that, but you look at, you know, whether it's Coach Belichick or Mike Tomlin and the success they've had, it's been hard for those teams to get back to that journey or get back in, you know, a position where you say, hey, they actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And there's been, you know, up and down years in there, but I think it's been a far cry for either one of those teams to say, like, hey, we think this team can actually go win the whole thing. It has been a little bit of a reach. So it's hard, man. It shows how hard it is to win year in and year out, and also shows how special it was to see some of these runs of these teams, you know, being in, you know, contention year after year, injuries, replacing guys in free agency, just always showing up was really cool to see. But you see, it doesn't always stay like that, and these teams are battling now, and I think Pittsburgh is trying. And I think that's what I like to see as a fan of the NFL now, is a team like Pittsburgh saying, hey, we were close last year. We were missing a few things. Omar Khan said, we're going to go be aggressive. We're going to get the pieces that we think we need.
I like that. I like that take. And I'm open-minded on Aaron Rodgers. I came back from my vacation with more of an open mind. Mm. Not that I ever wasn't. I don't think it's going to work. Don't get me wrong. I think that's one position they haven't improved. But I am open-minded limits. And lastly, I was listening to the PM guys yesterday, when they had a wonderful caller, just a wonderful caller that I wanted to replay, who talked about, and this is rather incredible, Paul Skeens and skiing.
Yes.
Who is this, Dorian?
This is Dorian in McKees Rocks.
Starting with, is this Doran or Dorian in McKees Rocks?
Dorian.
Dorian.
It's Dorian.
Hello, Dorian.
Paul doesn't ski, so he and Nutting would have nothing in common. Doesn't Nutting own
Seven
Springs in Hidden Valley?
He sold it.
Sold it.
And how do you know Paul Skeens doesn't ski?
I've asked him.
You've asked him? When did you talk to him?
What made you want to ask him about skiing?
2 years ago when he was, you know, he came from the Air Force.
Right. Colorado Springs. There's some mountains out that way.
But you're burying the lead here. Burying the lead. You said you talked to him personally.
I'll bet you both jerseys.
No, Dorian, you said to start this that you talked to him personally.
Yeah, I was curious about the reason why you asked him about skiing. That's all. I'm not.
What other conversation topics came up?
He would have nothing in common with Nutting, because Nutting, when he makes his money, he buys ski resorts.
Well, not anymore. He sold them.
Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and now with a whole bunch of other ones. He's part of it. He's just another pawn in the ski resort chain.
I thought we just went over the fact that he sold the ski resorts with you.
No, he didn't sell them to me.
No, okay, thank you.
I kind of want to hear more from
Dorian. He didn't sell them to me.
What?
He's just another pawn in the ski resort game, did he say?
He's a pawn in the ski resort game.
Man, did I enjoy that even more the second time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.